Philippians chapter number 1. Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 21. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be our help, on living in the graveyard. Living in the graveyard. As we see this and it's manifest to us, and Paul says here in verse 21, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." Life is what we are in to, what we're living to, where we're going. That's what's life. That's what life is. Amen. Yesterday is past, and we can't do nothing about yesterday. But we can take a hint from it and go on just a little bit farther. Now, if you're a sports fan and you like sports, you may be weary and beat down. You may be tired. But if you hear that there's a sporting event and your favorite team is going to participate, then you'll put forth the effort, praise God, to attend that event, to watch that event. Amen? If somebody is hungry, amen, and they hear about something good to eat, especially something that they prefer, something that they really like, they'll do their best to partake in that food. Amen? That's what they'll do. And if for those of you, especially you ladies who are avid shoppers, and you hear that there's a sale going on Saturday morning, a spectacular sale, you may be broke, you may be tired, you may be wore out, you may have household things to do, but praise God, what you'll do, you'll take off and you'll attend that sale. Amen? Because that's the desire of your heart. And what Paul's telling us here, that Christians, praise God, in their walk of life, that Christ is their very life. It's that thing that excites them. It's that thing that draws them. It's that thing that gives them encouragement. And I want to say, you can take encouragement from the Lord. And you younger people, listen to me. There's going to come a day and time in your life that you're going to realize that you need Jesus. That you'll need the Lord. That you'll need help. You come to a time in your life, and you know, we think it, we're invincible as little old youngins, you know, and we got mama and daddy to take care of us. Amen. Kind of like that little old donkey I got at the house. He'll go out there and he'll pick on the goats, and when they start to butt back, then he'll run over that big old mare, run under her belly for protection. And that's what we do as youngins, amen. We trust mama and daddy, and that's a good thing. You should. And you should be able to go to mom and daddy. You should be able to talk to mom and daddy, mama and papa. That's a good thing. We should be able to do that. But we need to realize that Paul's trying to teach here our life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we put our life in Him, praise God. He makes all the difference, praise God, because that's who Jesus is. And if you'll notice this, in just this chapter of Philippians chapter 1, I think I counted up, Lord Jesus Christ is mentioned over 18 times. So Jesus, Paul thought Jesus Christ was worthy of mention. Amen. To the Philippians, he made him the priority in their lives. And that's what we should have. Paul was in trouble when he was writing this. Paul was in trouble, praise God. He was in danger of losing his life. He was standing trial, praise God, in Rome. He was standing trial. And if he lost the trial, if they convicted him, amen, they would convict him, praise God, of being an enemy of Rome. And he would lose his life. But Paul's telling us here, praise God, when Christ is the center of your life, when Christ is your life, death doesn't mean much. Amen? Death doesn't have much of appeal. Death doesn't have much of a hold when Christ is your life, because we've got something, youngest, praise God, that far exceeds just the little episodes of this world, if you will. We've got something, praise God, it's far above that, praise God. That's why Paul would say, having a desire to depart and be with Christ. He had a desire in his heart. Amen. And Jesus has a desire for us. He wants us to be with Him where He is. Amen. And He wants us to live here and have a life, praise God, a life of rejoicing, a life of joy, a life of peace, a life of prosperity, all that God wants for you. Amen. Praise God. He wants that for you as much as you want it for yourself. Maybe more. Amen? And He's there to help us, but we got to let Him. So we see that Jesus, and we know that He desires the very best for His disciples, those that's following Him. He wants the very best for us. Praise God. And God Almighty, praise God, has given everything into the hands of the Son. And the hand, praise God, the Son, praise God, has put things in the hands of His followers. I was thinking about this the other morning. It's amazing how God empowers us and gives us the opportunity to be empowered for the cause of Christ. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He lets us have that power. Well, we ought to be to shout in the spirit. That ought to kindle a fire, a flame, a desire down in our hearts just to lift Him up and magnify Him, praise Him, because that's what'll get the job done. That's what'll encourage people. That's what'll give us the help, praise God, that you and I need. And then somebody else can see it down the road. And they can see how God Almighty is blessing you and helping you, how your families are prospered in Jesus Christ. We ought to be telling it everywhere we go. Amen. We ought to be bragging about how good God's been to us. Now I know when you're starting out, praise God, sometimes you got to eat peanut butter jelly. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We eat so much peanut butter jelly, my wife about foundered on it. She won't hardly eat peanut butter no more. Rare occasion she'll want a peanut butter something. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad God's able to get you through even if it's on peanut butter jelly. He's able to manifest. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, praise God, when we have a desire for Christ, when we put Him first and make Him preeminent in our life, praise God, He takes care of every situation. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I got difficult, got situation. You know what He said? He said, just bring it. Praise God before the elders. He said, pray over it. Put it in the hands of God and say, God, here this is. We need some help. That's why He said not to fail to assemble ourselves together as custom some is. In the day and hour we live, we need Him more than ever. Sis said this morning in Sunday school, people say, well, you know what? I can sit at church. I can sit at home, watch church on TV. I won't tell you, friend, it's not the same. We need to have a place where we can come together and congregate together, praise God, and we can get down on our knees, we pray together, we talk together, counsel together, we can hear together, we can learn together, we can see together. Amen. Amen. Praise God, when God begins to move and He touches one of us, we say, glory to God, if He'd done that before, He can do it again. Amen. Amen. And because of that, because of the example that we have in Christ, We begin to get a boldness in our lives. Paul says that boldness that we have. Amen. Me live as Christ, die as gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I will not. Amen. He said, listen, he said, what I'm getting here, it's the fruit of my labor. He said, hanging out here, praise God, it's what God has given me, what God's allowing me right now. He said, but the here and now ain't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a better day. I'm looking for a better place. I'm on a higher plane. I'm somebody going somewhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the devil wants to come alongside us and give us the molly grubs and make us say, well, you old poor pitiful me, and pat ourselves back and pity ourselves. Amen. But God Almighty says, praise God, we'll just lift up our head. Praise God, because our Redeemer draweth nigh. Praise God, we're getting close to going out of here. We're getting close to going home to be with Him one day in a little while. Church, I'm looking for Him. Come get us and take us home. Amen. My prospect for life, praise God, is elevated. Amen. I was talking to a fella yesterday, and we was having a conversation, and he said, I'm not afraid of dying. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm not afraid of dying. He said, dying don't bother me, praise God. And I know what we go through before we get there can be a difficult road, but praise God, when we leave out of this world, glory be to God, what a day it's going to be. I've got a different prospect. I've got a rising prospect. I've got a hope and a peace in my heart. My peace and faith with the expectation that one day, Brother Billy, we're going to let go and we're going to fly away. We're going to go be with the Lord. And Paul's telling the Philippians here, he said, it'd be a whole lot better just to go ahead and let go. know. Hey, if this thing comes out bad, it'll be all right. He said, don't worry about me. I've got my, hey, he said, I've made my call and my election sure. I've got my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And one day, in just a little while, I'm going to bid this world goodbye. He said, I'm going to fly away. He said, it's more needful me be here right now, so I'll hang out here and I'll try to encourage you. But one day in a little while, I'm going to get out of here. Amen. One day in a little while, youngins, we're going to go home. Won't that be a day? Won't that be a day when we get to go out of here and we get to leave this place behind? He said, for I am straight betwixt two, having a desire to part and be with Christ, which is far better. Amen. Praise God. You can't move heavenward with a cold heart. Amen. We can't move heavenward. We can't press heavenward with a cold heart. Amen. You got to have a heart for Christ. You can't press heavenward with a cold purpose. We have to have purpose in our lives. We have to have a warm heart for Christ. And we have to have a purpose in our lives for the gospel and for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. We got to have a purpose for heaven, praise God. A purpose for living our lives in a way to be pleasing to God. That other folks could come alongside and we could gather them up on the wayside. Praise God. As we're marching through this world, this place called life, this world, praise God, which we live, gathering them up to take them to the other side. To God be the glory. Amen. That's what Jesus did. That's what he told the disciples. He said, go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to get in. I told somebody the other day that's talking about getting folks in and winning souls and seeing their family members getting in. I said, what we got to do is just go to church and just have God load us up so full, get our carts so full that the wheels is a wobbling. And take it back to the house, praise God. Just let them know how good Jesus is, how he blessed your heart, how he touched your life, how he showed you, praise God, they have something far better than anything. You know, we'll have a good job and we'll make lots of money. Amen. We'll have a lot of things. But let me tell you what, praise God, to have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, have him living large and in charge in your life, it's the most precious commodity that you could ever have. Amen. We ought to get it. We ought to gather it up. We ought to desire it. Paul said, hey, look, I've got a desire, praise God. It's not burning me down, praise God. It's encouraging my heart. He said, we ought to go in highways and hedges. Paul said, we ought to be going and telling people, everybody. Amen. Come in, let God, praise God, get to the house of God and beg God to just load you up, to fill you up with his presence in your heart. Amen. Said, you are the temple of God, whose temple you are. The Holy Spirit of God dwells in us. Amen. And we ought to come to church. We ought to get in the presence of God. We ought to pray and seek his face. We ought to ask the Holy Spirit just to fire us up. Amen. To fire us up, praise God, so we can go and tell folks, praise God, without unashamedly. Amen. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. He said, we've got that power. Young, you have that power. Don't let the devil dissuade you. Don't let the devil hold you back. Amen. He's not your authority. Your final authority is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we ought to ask God to help us every day, brother, just to brag on him every chance we get. Amen. Everything, hey listen, everything he does good for you, you ought to tell somebody. Amen. Everything he does, everything that encourages you, everything that every time he brings you through. Amen. Amen. Glory to God, get on the other side and we ought to shout her out. Amen. Praise God. The reason God don't bless us more is because we don't praise him when he does. Amen. Amen. We ought to be glorifying. We ought to be lifting and magnifying his name every time he hears and answers prayer. Amen. How many times has God heard and answered your prayer? Amen. How many times you prayed in sincerity and God just touched and prayed and done a marvelous, wonderful work? Amen. How many times have you stopped to just thank him and praise him? Amen. How many times do we stop and praise him in the amount of time that it took to get him to answer? Sometimes we pray for things for a pretty good while. But then when he does it, when he answers, when he comes through for you, how much time do you think spend praising him and giving glory for it? You say, oh, so thank you, Lord, boy, what a blessing. Amen. Come on now. Hey, I ain't the only one. Amen. We need to give praise, God, praise to God. We need to glorify God. Praise God for the things He's done. Paul said, I'm straight. But said, if we're going to get a touch of heaven, we're going to have to get a touch of heaven from God. Amen. Paul tells us here, he said, it can't be hit and miss. It can't be cold. It has to have purpose. Our purpose has to be to see the Lord Jesus Christ high and lifted up. Praise God. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 with me. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Amen. He's trying to tell us here that heaven, if we're going to see heaven, that it needs to be an earnest desire in our lives. An earnest desire. Let me ask you a question. Why are you turning? Is the Lord Jesus Christ an earnest desire in your life? Is it something that you desire? Is it something that you want to attain to? What I showed you in the beginning. If he's that in earnest desire, he'll be just as important to you, praise God, as those things, praise God, that we see in our lives. You know, that sporting event, that good food that you like to eat, that shopping trip, praise God, that place that you like to shop. You'll do whatever it takes to get there. You'll do whatever it takes to attend, to be part of it. Do we do that in our Christian life? Amen. Why do we get so bogged down here? Because we're living in a graveyard. You know that? We're living in a graveyard. Paul would say this. He said, there ought to be a spark. There ought to be something going on. In verse number 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. He said, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. Now he's talking about this body that we live in. Hello? And I don't know about yours. Mine's falling apart. Amen. If yours ain't, just hold on. It's coming. Amen. Buckle up. Dig in. He said, we are a building of God. In other words, he said, we're a new body. We ain't got that glorified body yet, but we're a new body in Christ. He said, in a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Amen. He said, so we've already got our residence, praise God, in heaven. If you're a born-again believer, praise God, your residence is on Hallelujah Boulevard somewhere in glory. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Our residence, praise God, we've already got a residence figured out. He said, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Amen. He's talking about this body that we live in. We groan and complain. Amen. If you ain't doing that yet, you will. Amen. It's coming. He says, so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the self same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. So Paul's telling us here, praise God, he said that if we've got an earnest desire for God, praise God, we step out on faith, we trust in the Lord, and we start toward heaven, praise God, and we start that way with a spark. That spark that we have in our life, praise God, that spark that starts us on a journey, praise God. And that spark should be, he said that spark should be growing and intensifying as we go. I think whatever we get in, praise God, and we let the fire go out. But we got to maintain that spark. We got, hey, no matter how difficult the circumstance, we've got to keep that fire burning. That's why it's important. That's why Nicodemus, when they were rebuilding the walls, praise God, they lined it up, and they had somebody lined up in the sign that every time somebody was bringing some firewood. Amen. Wouldn't it be something, praise God, if each and every one of us bring a little firewood? Amen. Bring it with you, praise God, so that you can keep that fire, kindle that fire up. Get a little encouraging word from the Lord, a little verse of Scripture, something, praise God, that'll encourage somebody. So that fire keeps burning. Amen. So we see the Christian attitude that he has, that Paul has. The attitude, praise God, for that desire for heaven. Because if this tabernacle's dissolved, if it goes away, we ain't lost nothing. Amen? Hello? If this tabernacle goes away, it's dissolved, praise God. We haven't lost a thing. He says, if it be dissolved, so we have a building of God. Amen. He said, and I like this part, he said, an house not made with hands. He said, it's eternal in the heavens. Praise God. We've got a blessed hope, young'uns. It's why it's important that we, that me and you, us, we become born again believers. Praise God. And our house is in heaven. The place God put it there, put it forth. We ought to have that earnest desire for heaven. Amen. Life has very few charms outside of heaven. Amen. And even death has no charms outside of heaven. Amen. Without the hope of heaven. So Paul breaks it down for us and he expresses this attitude that we have that we can't make it without Christ. Verse number 4, he says, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan. He said, we're in a struggle. Amen. In this old world, in this old flesh we live in, it's a struggle every day. Now, I could be your pastor. I could sit here and say, if you're truly born again, everything's going to be okey-dokey. It's just going to be glazed donuts and honey, praise God, all of your life. You're just going to float through here and everything's going to be wonderful. Amen. But I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to have difficulties, praise God, your flesh. You're going to have difficulties. This old body will groan on you. Amen. Your body will let you down. But Paul says that when we have this expectation, he said we have an attitude, praise God, that it doesn't matter about this side of glory, we're looking for the other side. I'm looking for a home in heaven. This is not my home. Since I'm just passing through, we're just passing through. We're going somewhere. We're on a plane to a higher place. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God, we're going. Amen. We're getting closer by the day. Praise God. Paul says those that believe in faith, that we have a higher expectation. So full. That Paul here, he's so full, praise God, of this expectation. That even this life that we live in become a burden. Amen. The life that he was living, this old flesh that he lived in, listen to what he says. He said, and we are in this type of new grown, being burdened. Not that we'd be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Amen? Paul says, I'm under such a burden by this old flesh that I live in. It's holding me back. It's keeping me from that blessed hope that I had. It's become a burden. Praise God. Heaven, praise God. It has a greater charm for those who believe in the faith. Praise the Lord. Heaven is a bright spot. Amen. It's a brighter spot, praise God, in this world. It's a place of deathless. There's no death there. Praise God. It's where those rays of eternal hope, they shine out, praise God, forever and ever. There'll never be no hopelessness up there. Amen. He said, preacher, why you keep preaching on heaven? Because that's our home. That should be our desire. That should be our focus. We get the focus in a home, praise God. It's that better part. Amen. Praise God. The present burdens, praise God, they hold you down. They're liable. But praise God, one of these days we'll get out of here. But to stay and to live, praise God, is to stay and live in the graveyard. Have you ever thought about it? A graveyard? Praise God. A house of a place of decay. A place of just continual dying. Amen. This whole earth that we live in is just a great big cemetery. Hello? Just a big cemetery. We see in the spring the leaves the trees begin to produce, they turn green, they go through their cycle, they end and they fall away and go back to the dust. Amen. We see it's just a great big cemetery. That's what it is. And why would we want to live and stay in a cemetery? Everything that we see in this place, it foreshadows death and dying. Amen. Praise God, except for the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we have death and it reigns. Amen. Everybody has to face it. Amen. Everybody has to face something. I'm praying for the rapture. Glory to God. I'm praying for a rapture. God just come get us to take us all home. Amen. But it imprisons us. It holds us in its clutches. It won't let us go. It's just an awful thing. It ruins our lives. We can't have it don't want us to have the hope and the prospect of something that's far better. That's what it does here. But over there in heaven, Paul says, hey, listen, I'm bound down here. But over there, he said, I'm going to be clothed upon and mortality will be swallowed up by life. He said, one day, praise God, life is going to be my life. It's going to be life everlasting, life eternal with Jesus Christ, my Savior, because that's His desire. And it's because it's my desire. Paul saying, praise God, I'm not going to live all my life in the graveyard. I'm looking for something that's better than that. I'm going to pass out of here. I'm going to graduate out of the graveyard into eternal life with Christ. I'm going to heaven one day. You want to go with me? Are you going to go with me? Amen. Praise God. Everybody made you call election sure. How many's going to go to heaven? Amen. How many's going to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Praise God. Wave it up to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. You take it down. Praise God. We need to know that. Praise God, we're going out of here together. Praise God. Hey, we've got a different desire for a different place because in heaven, praise God, in this old world, death reigns. But in heaven, life reigns. Life, praise God, in its fullest, praise God, is waiting for us when we get there. Life in the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder Paul's called in a strait. He said, I'm called in betwixt two. He said, praise God, to leave out of here would be far better. But he said, it's better for me to stay here for you now. Amen. To encourage you and tell you of the blessed hope that I have in Christ Jesus, my Savior. To keep pointing you to the cross and keep pointing you to the heavens, praise God. Where is a better day and a better way in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Heaven, it's where they a place that liberates us from the things that bind us up here in this world. It sets us free. That this mortal takes on immortality. Amen. Mortal, praise God, you can only do so much. You can only load something so much it breaks it back. Ain't that right, Ashley? Amen. Praise God, but praise God, when you got the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in it, you become that immortal one of Christ. You take on immortality, praise God. Where nothing hinders you. Praise God, where you're turned loose. Where you're inspired, praise God. Praise the Lord. He just liberates you. That liberation that you have in Christ Jesus when we commit ourselves to Him. Amen. It takes a little bit of commitment. Praise God. But you get tired of living in the graveyard, in the cemetery, and you decide that you're going to move up to a higher place, a better place. A place where there's no more death and no more dying. No more heartache, no more sorrow, praise God. Amen. Move up to a place where the one that's there, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is the one who loves you and cares for you. And He wants the very best for you. Paul was telling him, say, hey, listen, God wants the best for you. Jesus wants the best for you. He allows you to be partaker. He allows you to make an informed decision. Paul said, I've made my call. Like sure said, I know I've made my decision. My desire, praise God, is for higher plane. My desire is for heaven. Amen. I ain't going to stop till I get there. Praise the Lord. Ain't no place to stop, no place to quit till we get there. We're looking for a place called heaven. Amen. A place of glory. It kicked off on the day that you got saved. It started on the day that you got saved. Amen. And when you got saved, you born again, praise God, you said, you know what, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm somebody, praise God, that's going somewhere with somebody. Amen. My focus is on Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'll be honest with you, it hadn't always been that way. I got born again saved, and I didn't realize that I need to be a follower of Christ till several years later. I was like the rest of you. I got caught up. You said, well, preacher, we can do that too. We'll just wait till the end. Yeah, you wait till the end, you'll wait too late. I wish I'd have got in a whole lot sooner. Amen. Because while the Lord was dealing with my heart for over 3 years to preach it, I was rebelling against Him. Amen. I wish I'd have went ahead and got in, praise God, back then. But I didn't. But praise God, God wants to use us, praise God. He wants to use every one of us. He wants us, every one, to be partakers in His goodness. to manifest Himself in us. He said, we just got to be perfect. He made us free moral agents to make that choice. But we just have to choose to be followers of Christ. We have to choose, praise God, what we're going to do with our lives. Amen. If we ain't careful, praise God, the old devil, some little something will come out and he'll get you out. But he said, we're not of those that fall back into perdition. We're not those that are made useless where Christ can't use us no more. Amen. He said, God, Paul says, hey, listen, he said, I've got my desire on Christ and I'm going to just stay where he can use me until he's ready to call me home. Now remember, he was in a bind. He was in a hard place. Amen. Any minute they could have sent the executor in there to take his head off. But Paul said, you know what? He said, I'm just going to trust the Lord. Amen. While I'm still here, I'm just going to trust the Lord. I'm going to keep telling you, praise God, that Jesus loves you, He cares for you, and your desire should be towards Christ. He said, you need to get tired of living in the graveyard and start looking for that place ever after, praise God, that we see in the precious Word of God, place where the riches of heaven are. Amen. That desire for heaven puts there. What made the change? The people got sick of death. Sick of dying, praise God. They wanted to live ever after. The Holy Spirit began to move on their heart. In 2 Corinthians 5:5, he says this, he's now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. He said, God's already given us a down payment of heaven. Amen. What we can expect that the Holy Spirit will move in us and live in us, praise God, and help us all along the way. And one day He'll take us, He'll carry us on through and get us into heaven. To get us in that place, get us into glory. To get us into the glory world. Amen. That's what Paul said it would be. That's what I said it'd be like. God give us the earnest of the Spirit. Look at John chapter number 16. Let me just show you right quickly. John chapter number 16 and verse number 12. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you unto all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things which is to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he that shall take of mine shall show it unto you. So he said, what's going to happen? He said, this Holy Spirit of God, he's going to take what God has. Praise God, the Spirit of God, and he's going to show it to you. He's going to encourage you with it. It's going to be there to help you in your life. It's going to show you how to walk, how to talk, how to act, how to react, how to live, praise God, how to praise, how to worship, how to give God glory. He said, everything that you need, hey, praise God, God's already sent to you. He's in channel to you through his Spirit. He said, quit living down in the graveyard. Kick out of the graveyard. Start looking unto life ever after, and let the Spirit of God bring you out of the darkness and the doom of this old world, and put your feet on the path of righteousness for His name's sake, and headed for glory. Amen. Tell you, youngins, we got a blessed hope in Christ Jesus our Savior. And he says, and Paul says here, said it's God Almighty that does this. He said, for the self same thing. Amen. That heavenly fashion, that heavenly, praise God, that heavenly taste that we have that God gives us. Amen. That heavenly longing that should be in your heart if you're a born-again believer. Amen. Are you longing for heaven? You know what? We get caught up in this world sometimes and say, well, preacher, I don't really think about it. We ought to be thinking about it every day, praise God. That's our heavenly home. Praise God. He said, this self-same thing is God, who also hath given us the earnest of the Spirit. He said, it's God Almighty that gives us this. Gives us this encouragement. And so we don't have to live in the graveyard. He said, the Spirit of God gives us that foretaste. Praise God. Amen. He said, that's that pledge of heaven that we have, that we're going to get to go. What are you saying this morning, preacher? I'm saying it's real, praise God. Listen to me, young'uns. This is real. Paul says, what I've got a hold of, what I've got, what I'm anticipating. Hey, this old world's fleeting. This old world, I can't change much. He said, I'd just be a minister of the gospel of Christ. But praise God, what I'm headed for is real. Amen. Don't you let nobody tell you that heaven's just a fairy tale. Don't let nobody tell you, praise God, it's just a feeling, it's just desire. Don't nobody tell you that there's many ways to get to heaven. Had a fella tell me this past week. He said, yeah, preacher, said a fella said many ways to get to heaven. He said, it's just a state of mind. It's just the sincerity of your heart. You can be sincere and be sincerely wrong. Amen. Amen. But Jesus Christ is the way. This fellow said, well, you can go by Buddha or Muhammad or all these others just so you're sincere. Amen. That'd be sincere, but it'd be sincerely wrong. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. He's the only one that died for sinners. Amen. Amen. He's the only one that praise God, paid the price. He's the only one that shed His blood. He's the only one that got up victorious over death and the grave so that we can also. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, Paul said, it's time to quit living in the graveyard. It's time to start living, praise God, for that perspective that we have of heaven one day in a little while. It's not going to be long. Time's flying. I mean, in 2 days, we're heading into September 2026. Hey, 2026 is gone. Amen? Let me ask you a question. What have you done for Jesus in 2026? You got a few months left over. Amen? It's time to quit living in the graveyard and start living for glory. Start living for Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, hey, listen, what I'm doing here, I'm doing it for the cause of Christ. I'm doing it that your soul might benefit from my life. Amen. He said, my life here don't mean nothing to me. Because I've got a life, I've got a treasure laid up in heaven. But Peter said it's guarded by God, by the way. I mean, what we do for Jesus is all that's going to matter. Amen. Praise God. Wouldn't it be a sad thing to pull up on the shores of glory with nothing to give back to Jesus? But wouldn't it be something to be able to go in there to the treasure house and God Almighty opened up and He said, here, these are yours. Amen. 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 And you say, glory to God. And you say, Lord Jesus, these are yours. Amen. Amen. These are yours. I didn't do that. Jesus, you did that. Amen. Amen. But wouldn't it be sad to come up before Him? Don't have nothing. Just got in, though as by fire. Because one night, sometime another, that you realized you was an old sinner and you was going to die and go to hell lost without God. So you fell on your face, your heart broken, and you asked God to forgive you your sins. Amen. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but you've never done nothing for Jesus. Oh, God, youngins, please. If Jesus Christ saved you by His marvelous grace, we ought to do something for Him. Amen. If somebody gives you something, give you a gift, praise God, wouldn't it be nice to be able to reciprocate that? And He give us, praise God, He give us everything when He gave Himself. I'd like to have a little something laid up over there, praise God, that I can give Him back, that He could get glory out of it. Amen. God's speaking to your heart, praise God. I tell you, we need to get in now before it's eternally too late. There's no putting it off. There's no waiting. Hell is just as real, praise God, as heaven. And there's a lot of people slipping off in there today in the darkness in the pit of hell where death will reign forever and ever. Could you imagine just dying and dying and dying and never burning, heat the fires of hell and never burn up? I don't like heat. I don't even like summertime. Amen. But I've made a call and election sure, praise God. I put my made sure my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I put every fiber of my being, every ounce of faith I have in Jesus Christ as my Savior. He died for me so that I could be free. I'm not staying here in this old graveyard. I'm going to graduate. I'm going to go home to be with the Lord. What about you this morning?